Let us pray. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much to seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are given eternal life. So this Sunday is Good Shepherd Sunday. The Good Shepherd is one of the seven I am statements that Jesus makes. The way, the truth, and the life, the gatekeeper, the bread. There's a couple more. I just happened to catch something on Netflix last night, something called My Love, which is a 6-part documentary on couples that have been together for a long time. And the second one I watched was a couple in Spain, and they were in their 80s, and they decided that they would go on a trip because they hadn't been on a trip for a long time. And they were on a boat, and a little child turns to the man, and he said, "What do you do?" And he said, "I am a shepherd." I was shocked. A shepherd, a real life shepherd. And he was in his 84 years. His name was Augustus. And part of the reason they hadn't been able to go on trips was he had had to look after the sheep. He'd had to look after the sheep. And they had been doing this for 60 years, 70 years. So it's a lovely image, the image of the shepherd. I'm not too sure, now that we're no longer an agrarian society, if it's an image that we can relate to. So I guess the question I want to ask is, what is your image of Christ? What do you see in your mind's eye when you think of Jesus? When you think of God? When I was a child, I thought God was literally a man on a throne with a big long beard, dressed in white, looking something like Santa Claus. I don't have that image anymore. And I'm not too sure the images I have are images of Scripture. I don't believe there are images from modern day. They may be for some of you. So what does Jesus promise as the shepherd? Well, we read in the Collect, "In the waters of baptism, you gave us new birth." So there's this whole notion of new birth. We are born again. And I know that's an expression that has some iffy connotations to it, but we're born. We have a new birth. There's something new happening inside of us by the waters of baptism. We had a baptism a couple of weeks ago of little Adam, and we said our baptismal vows together. We are a baptismal community. We've been baptized. And then we are a sacramental community. And the Collect says, at this table, at this altar, we are nourished with heavenly food. So this action, this mystery that takes place as our bread and our wine are blessed, and we take them in. They bring us new life. They enrich the grace that's within us, and they nourish us. And then the third thing is, in your goodness and mercy, you guide us beyond the terrors of evil and death. Guide us beyond those things that scare us, those things that are frightening. COVID-19. Do we wear a mask? Will the vaccines work? We're in the midst of a period of evil and terror. And what does it say? It will lead us to your Father's home, to dwell in eternal light. As many of you know, my mother died a couple of weeks, actually last Friday. And my joy is that she will go to her Father's home, that there is a room there for her. In the gospel reading, John talks about the wolf and the hired hand. So what are the wolves in our eyes that lead us away from abiding in Christ? Old age? Fear? What is it? What is the wolf in our lives? And then we have the hired hand. We have hired hands in our lives. People, perhaps, or circumstances that are not life nourishing, that do not nourish us, that do not allow us or invigorate or feed our better selves. So those are things we need to talk about. And then Jesus says, and then this is the whole thing. He says, I lay down my life for my sheep. Which reminded me of my son-in-law, his tour in Afghanistan and Somalia, and his whole notion of laying down his life. He was in the armed forces. And he knew that he was in charge of 8 men, and he knew that at some point he might have to lay down his life for his friends, and he would have done it. It's a remarkable thing. So, but it may not be a literal laying down of our lives, but how do we lay down our lives? Perhaps if someone has offended us, we don't take offense. If someone has displayed behavior, we don't take offense because we don't need to, because we have heavenly food, which we've taken in, new life through baptism, and we have Christ's goodness and mercy that will lead us. We are incarnational beings. We have this inside of us, and the word is abiding. It's a word that comes up again and again. And we are not victims. Just as Jesus says, I'm not a victim. I lay down my life because the Father has told me this, but I'm not a victim. I can lay down my life of my own accord, and I have the power to lay it down and to bring it up again because I have received this command from my Father. And this is who we are. This is what we have inside of us. And I think that we need to really start claiming that and believing that and looking at what images we have of Christ. How does Christ work in our world? How does Christ work in me and you so that we can go out into the world to be beacons of hope for the lost, the unloved, and the seekers? And then we have this beautiful, two beautiful passages. We have Peter, stumbling, bumbling Peter, who really is doing a barn burner of a sermon there to people in Jerusalem. And he says, by what power, what name do you do any of this? And Peter says, I'm going to tell you who it is. I'm doing it because of Christ. I can't do it on my own. We can do nothing on our own. But we have Christ abiding in us, the cornerstone. And then John, beautiful John. 1 John. And how do we know love? By this, that he laid down his life for us. Let us not just love in word and or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth. And what a comforting piece of scripture that is. God is love, and not the love of sappy Valentine cards, but the agape love, the love that we have because we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. Not in the government, but in Christ. This is who we are. And then he goes on to say, all who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in him and them because of the Spirit that he has given us. And we have been given the Holy Spirit in order that we might grow the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And Jesus, shepherd of our souls, selfless in your caring, lead us out into days of peace and of thoughtful sharing. Free our life from ill and war. What is good in man restore. Let us pray. May the God of infinite goodness scatter the darkness of sin and brighten our hearts with holiness. And also, always the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen.